The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 203, Battle Stations.
Georgia, disable alarms. Nate, take over and get us to the bat.
All hands, secure your restraints. Georgia, stop gravitational rotation. Prepare boosters for firing.
Boosters are on standby. All systems nominal.
Marco, do you have a fix on the bat?
Run on a bearing 325.
Gabby, 35 degrees to port. Standby for booster engagement.
Roger, 35 to port.
Joe Mac, report.
Locked and loaded, ready for booster engagement.
Everyone buckle in. Gabby, the con is yours. Engage on your command.
All systems go. Boosting in 3, 2, 1.
Woo-hoo-hoo! That's a nice kick in the pants.
We are locked on to the bat and closing.
Joe Mac, keep your eyes open and fire at will.
Don't you worry about that. I'm locked and loaded for bear. By the way, Georgia, that's just an expression.
Yes, I already have that in my colloquial database. Rip them something new.
All right, Georgia.
That's close, Georgia, but we get the idea.
Radar indicates one bogey. It appears to be another old rage fighter.
Fighter coming into range.
Jofra, we're in a combat situation. You now have the con.
Gabby, ahead 2/3.
Boosters off. Ahead 2/3.
Georgia, raise forward deflection shield.
Forward shields coming online. Status is 100%.
Mercury, we have you on radar. Get this thing off me, will you?
We have you in sight. We will engage. Joe Mac, you are cleared to engage.
Target in sight. Engaging.
Fighter is disengaging. Departing relative 270.
Should I follow?
Negative. I don't want to risk a trap. He could be leading us away for another ship to attack.
He's running. Are we going after him?
Negative. Stand down and go to safe mode. Bat 1, enemy has broken off the engagement. What's your ship's status?
He knocked out our navigation, but everything else looks good.
We'll escort you back to the BSS. You can resume from there.
Yeah, roger that. Nice shooting, Joe Mac.
My pleasure, Major. Maybe we can meet at Scully's later.
I just might be up for that.
We'll remain in zero-G configuration so Joe Mac can man the cupola and scan for enemy ships.
Bring 'em on.
Director Cage, it must be, what, 4:30 in the morning there?
Yes, it is, but you know how that goes, Tony. I wanted to call and let you know that Mrs. Jameson is back home and we've apprehended the two men who abducted her. Unfortunately, they're not talking.
Were they local or foreign?
Oh, definitely Russian, part of the Uzbek mafia.
Uzbek? Really? They originated in the KGB with ties to Putin. I thought they dealt mainly with narcotics trade, especially with Colombia.
You would be correct. Putin organized them when he was deputy mayor for economic affairs of St. Petersburg in the early 1990s. Apparently, they are also available for kidnappings.
Rather ironic, don't you think, given what Putin is doing now? So is she okay staying in her flat?
Yes, but until this case is wrapped up, we'll be keeping a close eye on her. What's happening there? I also wanted to let you know that we have interagency clearance to remain on the case with Anton.
Excellent. We are staying in a new safe house he has set up for us. If Dmitri comes around, we will play prisoner to Anton.
Well, let's hope that Dale, or Dmitri, I should say, leads Anton to the leader of the spy group.
Let's hope so, and thank you for the update.
Stay in touch.
Certainly, sir. You'll be happy to hear that your mother is back home and doing well. The director said that the agency will be keeping a close eye on her.
That's great. I knew she'd want to go back as soon as possible. You'd have to take her into custody to keep her away from home.
She seems like a very determined woman.
Determined, which is a synonym for stubborn. Yeah, that would be her.
She's safe now. so you don't have that being held over your head.
Did Anton say how long he was going to be gone?
At least for another hour. He's trying to determine Dimitri's intentions. Is there anything you can tell us about your abductors?
It's like I told you before. I came back to my flat, walked in, and a bag went over my head. I felt a stick in my arm and the lights went out.
So you didn't see any of them?
No, and I couldn't even tell you how many there were. I woke up in the train in Brussels with two men. They only spoke Russian.
That's when you used your credit card to make a small purchase.
Not me, but my two genius abductors. They took my credit card to buy drinks.
Genius is right. Didn't they know we could trace that and find you?
Evidently not.
What was the reason for exchanging money in Berlin?
My guess is that they wanted to buy drugs. The van reeked of marijuana. The stay at the hotel was to throw off any tail. They smuggled me out of the hotel into that van and then put this tracker on me. They said they could follow me anywhere I went.
And threatened to hurt your mother if you deviated from the plan.
That's correct. I was given instructions to get off the train in Kiev and they would track me. And then, as you know, put me in a cab from there.
If you hadn't approached us on the train, their plan might have worked.
And if you two didn't believe in my innocence, it may well have.
Any idea why they chose you?
I was a junior analyst, with no long-term record with MI6. They just needed a patsy to throw everyone off.
Fortunately, they chose the wrong patsy.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hey.
Where's Sam?
Are you serious? All-you-can-eat breakfast buffet, remember?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I hope he doesn't draw too much attention to himself.
He's learned a lot since he's been here on Earth.
Like how to go out early and hit up a few restaurants, and then come here.
That's something he perfected in Houston.
Well, anything would be an improvement over that restaurant in Baltimore. He and Hank almost made the 6 o'clock news with what they ate that day.
You must be talking about Sam.
Who else? Say, how'd you sleep?
Great. It was good to catch up. So did you ladies come up with anything new on the case?
Well, we were able to track down the witness Sid was talking about.
The one at the O Club?
Yes. He can't say for sure that Korksky was drinking alcohol, but he gave us a name of someone who was at the table with him most of the night.
But I'm not sure he'll do us much good since he and Korksky seem to be friends.
Hey, aren't you guys going to eat?
We have Sam. We can eat a whole breakfast in the time it takes you to fill up a plate.
I'm trying not to make too many trips. The hostess there is really getting to know me.
Now there's an angle I didn't think of.
What, how to pick up women in a restaurant?
No, at the Oak Club in Eustis. I remember the staff was civilian hires who worked there full time. If he frequented the club, he may have been known to them. If I had been serving him drinks that night and he got into an accident that involved two fatalities, I think I might have remembered that.
I sense a new assignment.
That's something I hadn't thought of.
Me neither, until Sam mentioned the hostess.
Are you saying that I came up with a good idea?
Yeah, Sam, you had a brilliant idea.
Great. I think I'll treat myself to some dessert. With great ideas like mine, we'll close this case in no time. Apple pie, here I come.
Can you believe that guy?
Do you think that we can really track down anyone who would remember him, let alone remember him from that night?
It's worth a shot. Like Jim said, if you served someone and they were in an accident that killed two people, I think you might remember it.
That's true. I wonder why Mr. Thornton didn't pursue that.
From what I gathered in our talk with him, this investigation was over before it ever got started. I think he saw the writing on the wall.
Well, unless you have something better for us to do, we can get started on that this morning.
That's okay with me. Jim, how about you?
I say jump on it. There has to be a bartender or waitress that knows whether or not Korksky was drinking that night.
Jim, you, Sam, and I will continue looking into what Korksky was doing back then and try to find some fellow workers.
Who will talk to us.
Mercury airlock is secured. All lights green. You are cleared for hatch opening.
Welcome aboard the BSS.
Commander Sims, it's good to see you again.
The Mercury has been on quite an adventure. Glad to hear you caught Bella.
Yeah, she's on her way to Boldabar.
That means we have Lister and Bella in custody.
What about Wi-Fi?
The jury's still out on him. We got nothing from Bella. She claims that he's safe somewhere awaiting an operation.
Well, I take it you don't believe her.
From what I saw in an OR room in Newmarket, I doubt very seriously that he's still alive.
Why do you think she's telling everyone that he's still alive?
How many times do followers actually see their leader in person? Especially an organization that's scattered across the galaxy.
Ah, I see. She can call the shots and make everybody believe they're coming from Wi-Fi.
That would work for a while, but it would eventually catch up with her.
You know, if she were after something in particular, she may only need to use that ruse for a short time.
Hopefully that's a moot point now. She's on her way to Baldabar Prison.
Are you going after Wi-Fi next?
That's going to be up to the controller.
Captain Nate, if you like, I can set up a conference call between you and the Mercury with the controller.
I appreciate that, George, but we need to rearm and restock some supplies, so we'll set up a face-to-face meeting.
Very well. I will continue with my quarantine inspection of your ship.
Thank you, George. The sooner I can get to Baldabar, the better. No offense, Commander.
That's all right. None taken.
What's the status on the comm relay for the portal?
Awaiting parts.
Awaiting parts. Yeah, I figured as much. Sometimes I wonder, where do these parts come from?
Captain Nate, if you give me the manufacturer code and part number, I can get that information for you.
Just expressing my frustration, George.
I do not experience frustration. I just research and find another approach to the problem.
It's a human thing, George. It teaches us to adapt.
I understand, Commander. I shall resume my quarantine inspection.
If the controller gives you clearance to go after Wi-Fi, what are you going to do with the Canberra crew?
We haven't really discussed that a lot. Joe Mac and Marco were really helpful rounding up my crew. I'm not sure what they're going to do with their old pilot, Liam. He claims Bella forced him to fly her around.
Your ship's going to get a little crowded.
It was manageable with Joe Mac and Marco. I don't think adding Liam would be too much of a strain.
You'll have 3 captains and 2 pilots.
You can add a 4th captain. Joffre takes over during any conflict involving his mission. We've worked it out. Joe Mac becomes our gunner, Tam does engineering, and Marco's our navigator.
I suppose having 2 pilots could allow you to rotate on long flights when you don't want to use autopilot.
I was fortunate enough to get Captain Tam's pilot, Gabby.
Do you think Tika is ever coming back?
I don't think so. She decided to retire. I can't say that I blame her. Long hauls, away from home, it all affected her.
Captain Nate, the quarantine inspection has been completed. You are now cleared for re-entry to the Baldabar spaceport.
Thank you, George. Gentlemen, I've enjoyed the stay. We'll see if the controller sends us after Wi-Fi.
We'll be here.
If we're not, then I'd start worrying if I were you.
Dimitri just pulled up. I need to cuff everyone again. Apologies for inconvenience.
No problem. We understand.
Do you have any idea where he's been or what he's been doing?
I tracked him to a building not far from here. He spent quite a bit of time there. I'm not sure why he didn't call me to join.
Do you think he suspects you?
I don't think so. Okay, time to be the bad guy.
And how are our guests?
Ah, they complain too much.
Then gag them. I don't want them making too much noise. Now, why exactly did you have to move them?
We were too close to the embassy. They have everyone in Interpol looking for them. I saw some of them driving by several times, so I moved them, making sure we weren't seen.
I suppose it is better to be safe than sorry. Where are Vlad and Ivan?
They will stay at the old safe house for a day or two as not to arouse suspicion.
I can't believe you're standing there speaking with a Russian accent, as if nothing ever happened. Why, Dale? Why did you turn?
Dale never turned, Agent Simon. Dale never existed. He was someone I invented. I infiltrated MI6 as Dimitri. The Dale you knew was an imposter.
But we worked side by side.
And I am grateful for that, Tony. I learned a lot from you.
The obvious question, Dimitri, is what good are we to you?
Kate Hawk, you of all people know the answer to that. Your silence is what's good.
You're no better than Dimitri, Anton. If you think you can get away with snuffing out 2 British intelligence agents and 1 American Homeland Security agent, you're pretty mistaken.
Add to that, both of you were working with us.
Do not worry. No harm will come to any of you. Hard work in a gulag can be good for you. Anton, I'm going back to the British Embassy and let them know we have a strong lead on Jameson. Without these two, I'm sure I can convince the British to arrest him.
Nice try, Dimitri, but the director of MI6 already knows that I'm innocent. You were in the car when Agent Simon got the news.
As far as the director is concerned, he believes Anton is the spy. Of course, he is correct. He just doesn't know about me. I will simply tell him that we were all wrong, and Jameson led us into a trap. All three of us were captured by the secret police, and Jameson is on his way to Moscow.
That will never work.
Really, Tony? You don't think it's a good plan?
It's the plan of a desperate man who has put himself into a corner. That will be your undoing.
You can gag them now. I'm tired of hearing them. I'll return later this evening, and we will put our plan into motion.
I'll be ready.
His plan will never work, even if you were on his side and helped him.
He is, how you say, very old school.
So what do you propose we do?
I have not met the people he is working with. He has kept that a secret. I really want to find out before we arrest him.
I agree. We're this close to breaking the whole case wide open. And as you said, we need the head of the Viper.
What are we going to do if they want me?
I won't let that happen. I'm going to follow him. If he leads me to the people he works for, then we can identify him. Once that is done, you three will go back to London. The SBU will take care of things from there.
I think I speak for us all when I say we'd like to see this through.
I agree. They made my life miserable. I'd like to have the satisfaction of being in on the arrest.
You won't get an argument out of me. We need to help close this case, and we've already received clearance from the director.
I suppose I can use the help.
Just one last thing before you leave.
Of course.
The cuffs.
Well, Jim, looks like you've got something on your mind.
Going back to the T-School and Eustace, everything has drastically changed since I was stationed there. It's not even Fort Eustace anymore. It's Joint Base Langley Eustace. What kind of garbage is that?
Well, a lot of military installations were closed or combined. It's a sign of the times.
Well, I don't like the signs I'm seeing. I mean, the old club was okay back then, but now it's part of Langley. It's a lot nicer, but, you know, I miss the old one.
Well, everything changed in 2010. Your world became part of Langley.
Well, I'm not a Zoomie. I'm TC, Transportation Corps all the way.
What's a Zoomie?
Oh, Jim is just crabby because his former military unit has been combined with the Air Force. A Zoomie is what the Army guys call the Air Force guys.
This accident happened just months before the two military bases were combined. So Korski was coming from the original Fort Eustace Officers Club. Were you able to find out anything about the help?
We've managed to get a list of employees from 2010. The challenge now is to find some of these people and see if they know or remember anything.
All right. I'll leave you to it.
Any progress?
Yeah, they found a list of employees from the club. Now the challenge is to find them.
Well, that's a step in the right direction. Where's Sam?
I sent him out to get some snacks for us.
You're joking, right?
Because it's his area of expertise. Besides, I gave him the money, so he can't buy too much. I promised to take him to some restaurants here in D.C. if he does well.
Well, you better have three or four lined up. I've been restaurant hopping with that guy. It's an all-night event.
Were you able to come up with anything on Korski's car?
I traced the VIN number. The car went through a couple of owners, but unfortunately it was crushed for scrap in 2018.
That doesn't do us much good. Looks like we'll have to rely on our witnesses to have any chance of reopening this case. I'm thinking we'll need to find out what he was working on prior to the accident. You know, whatever it was, the brass made this accident go away. He had to have been working on something sensitive.
I have a source at the Pentagon doing some checking for me. But if it was a classified op, we're out of luck.
We need to dig more into Korski himself. What's his degree in? Where did he go to school? What were his previous assignments? Anything that would help us know what he was up to in 2010.
I'll see if my friend can get us a copy of his personnel file.
Well, it might help if we had a list of all of his PCS and TDY moves. Like, was he stationed overseas? Was he ever assigned to a combat theater? We need to know this guy as well as he knows himself.
Jaffra. Glad you made it back. You too, Captain Tam. Gabby.
Thank you, sir. It was quite the adventure.
Before we continue, Captain Tam, I'm afraid there has not been very much progress on your ship.
Let me guess. Awaiting parts?
I'm afraid so. And I understand that you were wounded.
I'll live. I'm more upset that Bella ruined my new flight jacket.
Damaged in the line of duty. Stop by the base exchange. There'll be a voucher waiting for you. You can replace it with a new one.
Well, thanks. That'd be nice.
I have sent all of your payments in accordance with our agreement.
Thank you, sir. I saw it when we landed. I would like to ask about Jomak and Marco.
Way ahead of you. I've sent a small bonus to each of them. I understand that Jomak shot down his own ship.
Hard to believe, but yes.
As he tells it, he merely disabled it temporarily.
Considering the situation we're facing with getting parts, I don't think it's so temporary.
And I would have to agree with you. It may be quite a while before he's up and running.
If there's one thing that this mission has taught us, it's that there were times when three of us were not enough. If we didn't have Jim Barnes with us, along with Jomak and Marco, we would not have been able to capture Bella.
I would agree wholeheartedly with that. I went with Major Jocko, and he proved to be invaluable to us also.
I can see where you're going with this. With the constant threat of rage in the galaxy, I need a team of bounty hunters I can rely on. So, I would be willing to deputize Jomak and Marco as deputy bounty hunters, effective immediately.
Oh boy, that's going straight to Jomak's head.
Is that going to be a problem?
Not at all, sir. I'll keep him humble.
What will become of his former pilot, Liam?
He will be the responsibility of Jomak. If he wants to pay him, it can come out of his own salary.
I am amenable to that. Now to new business. Wi-Fi.
We were wondering if you wanted us to resume the search.
I do. In fact, as soon as your things are in order, you will depart immediately back to Cali. A cargo vessel from there came in shortly before you. The captain reported that Wi-Fi is alive and under the care of Rage. You must bring him in, dead or alive.
Is it possible that Wi-Fi is still alive on Cali? Will Garrett's crew find anyone who remembers the night of the accident? And how will Simon and company help Anton? Find out the answers to these questions and more in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, The Keeve Connection.